Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on. Wait. When I cut the music off, you go down.
DJ Lenny Takano.
Unstoppable Dynasty. Young Hova.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Hustler.
I just want you to know.
Let you know.
It ain't where I've been.
It ain't where I'm about to go. Top of the world.
Young Hova. Now, I just want to love you.
Just want to love you.
For being who I am.
Know you love me.
And with all this cash.
More money, more problems.
Here we go.
Get your man. Now give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullish me.
Come on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I'm fucking will I diss them.
Welcome to the No Bullshit Show at Rockin' Tight, man. Welcome, Grudge World. Grudge fans, one or two of y'all that it is. But, yeah, at the Little Boy Nationals last weekend, had a lot of gambling going on. Few tricks, shootout. I'm trying to think what else went on. Rock had to pay the DP, bought it, didn't make it. And other than that, Herb the Ruler wanted to shoot out. I'm trying to think. That's pretty much. Now, truck driver. Let's see some shots out. Driver got fucked up. He won one race. So, see, for a good little check. Lost another one for a better check. Willie Dog gave some Black Malibu a head up break. And that was Saturday night. I can't speak on Friday night, but Rock, I heard Dog fuck you up the first round of the shootout.
Yeah, he did. He knocked me off. Can't say nothing about it. Shots out the old dog.
Willie Dog won. I do know who won the shootout Friday night.
Willie Dog won. Runner up was the Hollywood car.
What car was the Hollywood car? That big
that
big
wagon.
Wagon?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That went to the final Saturday, too.
Yep. It's a bad ride. Small block.
Yeah. Huh?
Small block.
Oh, okay. Nice car.
Nice car.
Would you consider that car a race car, a street style car, being that it's so goddamn big?
I don't know. I know that motherfucker go down the track. That I know.
Well, I was just asking because if he fit all the criteria to get in the goddamn these street car shootouts, he'll be a goddamn contender. No, I just thought about it. He'll be a contender. How about I thought about it? Mm-hmm.
He'll be a contender.
So, Rock, you got anything you want to tell the Grudge with?
About what? Anything in particular?
No, nothing in particular. You want to thank the fans?
Yeah. I definitely want to thank the people that did show up. You know, we was at odds. It was a cool day, but it turned out to be a good day. A lot of gambling went on. I had a lot of gamblers that was in attendance. And you know, when you get, I'm a firm believer when you get gamblers in the right place. They'll gamble on anything. They'll gamble on got the foot racing, what color paint job is. They don't give a damn what they bet on. And I know damn well if they can bet on a rental car, if a motherfucker can race a rental car for $5,000 or $6,000, you know damn well these are fools who just gamble on anything.
Oh, yeah.
But okay. I think but somebody got tricked. I don't know how that went down the way that it did. But something wasn't quite right about that. That first race, they ran it for kind of light money. In the next race, they had up some huge money. Grudge races don't even be ran for that kind of money. And
well,
the
Rock,
man tricked
them. Well, what happened, if you go back, I think Herb was in the semifinal. And when Spanky was in the left lane, the motherfucker had his air conditioning on. Man. That's what happened. Dropping water going down the track.
Oh, he spun the tire.
Yep, that's what happened.
But the question is, he's in a rental car, man, with his old lady in the car and clothes hanging up in the window. and they bet that kind of bread. Callers, I see both of y'all with your hands up. We coming. They bet that kind of paper on that type of shit, man. Motherfuckers don't bet that on their race cars, man.
Well, you got to look. It was a good game. It was a good game. Damn good.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, I want to say shout out to the guys participated in the shootout. Shout out to Herd, my dog. Shout out to Willie Dog, who came and showed his ass and showed out. Shout out to Bobby Cole for even making the ride, even when he thought it was some bullshit in the mix. But he know that deposit is real, and he locked up a deposit with a real motherfucker. And that real motherfucker is me. And, you know, he could have went about that a whole lot of different ways, but he didn't. He went about it with honor. He went about it with some class, and he went about it most of all as a grudge racer. He came, he showed up, he got paid at his time. Not early. He got paid at the time he was supposed to get paid by a real deposit man. So at the end of the day, you know, if anybody got anything to say, fuck them. Because at the end of the day, it was locked in the right way.
Just tell them to hit the one button.
Yeah, they ain't, you know, the weak, you know, yeah, the weak motherfuckers ain't gonna do that.
No.
But they can hit the one button.
Right.
They can hit the one button. I ain't avoiding no questions. You know me. I ain't avoiding no questions,
but it sounds like you got a little hostility in your voice, motherfucker.
Well, I listen to some of these motherfuckers raise hell and holler and say shit. You know, I hear a little negative shit. I just hate negative stuff over bullshit. Hold on one second. I got two callers. Let me see who these people are.
Ready to talk about
Jesus,
or you
at
the
club?
Oh, yeah. 954-9741. Big Rock, this Pro Stock Rick. How come the car didn't show up?
Well, shit. You need to call Baldy next. I don't know. We don't know. Baldy had some troubles or something going on, you know? But you got to talk to him. You live in Florida, you talk to Baldy.
Hold up, bro. Baldy had trouble coming back from Mississippi.
Right.
And he fucked up an axle on his freight.
And the truck.
Yeah, I told him about the truck. And, you know, that's why Bobby didn't make it.
Right. But we knew that, but the money was locked up. And at the end of the day, we played it to the end. Baldy might have changed. But at the end of the day, Baldy said he couldn't make it. I got to respect what Baldy said, that he couldn't make it. And the punk out had to have been paid. You know, it wasn't no fake deposit money. That's $2,000, a lot of goddamn money. We ain't faking about that kind of shit. Baldy just couldn't make it, man. Period.
That's a good reason.
Right, he tried on Tuesday. On Wednesday when we talked to him, he was still trying. So I mean, he didn't make it. Hold on, we got another hand up. Let me see what this is. Hold on, Big Dre, I see you. Coming to you in a minute. 941-5825. Who's this?
What's up, Rock? This is Ken. Now we tried to fix it, man. We had two busted axles and the damn transmission was fucked up in the truck. So we tried to make it. So everybody that want to know why we didn't make it? We tried to make it. We just had the truck. We couldn't get the trailer fixed and the transmission. The truck started messing up, so we couldn't do it.
Right.
But everybody think it's a cow move. But you know, every dog get a day.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, Ken, let me ask you this: if they think it's a cow move, why they think you went to Edinburgh?
Huh? Well, you know, I've been here ever since we couldn't make. No. I'm gonna tell you something, right? Since I've been, I heard it earlier today, and I heard it quite a few times. Oh, this, that, and the third. You know, a lot of people don't understand. It takes a lot to run up and down these roads. You know what I'm saying? And we couldn't get an accident fast enough. Kind of find out we put one axle out the trailer, the other one back. So you know what I mean? Then we had a problem with the truck getting back from Mississippi. You know what I mean? So a lot of people feel like we scared to run that car. We ain't scared to run that car. We'll run anybody.
No, you know what I mean?
That's
after
the point.
What did you go to Hattiesburg for is my point I'm trying to make. If they say you so scared, why did y'all go to Hattiesburg?
Because the The Christina truck.
Where were you supposed to run in Hattiesburg? Weren't y'all supposed to run the body in Hattiesburg?
Yeah, and we lined up on the line, and they didn't leave. We left. The tree dropped, we left.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, I knew y'all went to Hattiesburg. Y'all was supposed to run in Hattiesburg.
Yeah, the tree dropped, we left. They didn't move.
Right. Well, y'all didn't go way down there scared to race it, man. That's my point.
No. You know what? Come on, man. You know that fool will run anybody.
I know all that.
You know, we deal with a crash dummy. He'll run anybody.
Dre, your mic over. Just hold tight for a minute.
Yeah, we went to go race. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, we just had a problem. But, you know, hey, we'll catch on the next one. It's going to be soon.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I'm just disappointed that we let you down. But, you know, if we didn't have a problem, we would have been there.
No doubt. I know
you
that.
Know we would have been there. Exactly. The big shout to you and Shut Tight, man. But y'all did y'all thing, man.
Hey,
you know, you let dog beat your side of the head, man. I like that.
Hey, man. Huh?
He gapping. Dog gapped that motherfucker.
Yeah, he gapped the hell out of me, too.
He was talking good
that
about that.
He got me in the 60 foot.
No.
Got to be more careful.
He got me in the 60 foot.
Hey, Rock.
Yo.
If you take the time to get that ragged ass tee out right, you could be you sitting in a good position. Dog gap you with a street car now.
Oh, I know. Don't I know it? When I tried to run dog the next day, what dog told me? Dog said, I'm full. I ain't got to race no more today. Period.
Well, he had to kill the mystic again.
I was trying to get my nuts back, and dog said, man, I'm full. I don't need to do a goddamn thing the rest of the day. I told him I understand that and I respect your hustle. Hey, dog said, you done made it down the track now. I ain't want to race. Fuck that shit. I'm full. I done bust me two bitches. I done won the shootout last night. I done knocked me a motherfucker off the day. I'm heavy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
So I ain't mad at him. Dog showed his ass this weekend. Dog had a good week. If nobody else had a good weekend, dog had a damn good weekend, man.
Yeah.
And it raced. So, I mean, again, the fans got, you know, the fans got to see some good racing. The shootout wasn't bad either. It got exciting. And that got them hurt. It got them hurt driving that race car. I told them that the other day. You know, you are becoming a awesome driver. You know, now it just takes a little more, you know, a little more tinkering, a little more damn driving, and shit, you'd be ready for anybody then. Yeah, they might be ready for anybody now, the way I see it.
Well, cutting the tree down.
Yeah, he doing that. He getting off the tree. Big Dre, what's going on? What's on your mind?
I'm listening to the No Bullshit Show, and it sounds like it's a lot of missing, matching shit going on. So I'm going to just keep sitting listening, and, you know, when I get my thoughts right to what I'm going to come out and ask, then I'll get out and do it. So y'all just go ahead and go with the show.
Shit.
Yeah, a bunch of mismatched shit. So I'm taking my notes right now so I know how to come at y'all when I come at you. So.
Spell notes, motherfucker. Spell notes. Fuck that. Let me see if he can spell notes. Make sure he's right. Spell notes.
O-N.
I can't hear you, player. Spell notes.
O-N-E-T-S.
Boy, you ain't spelling no damn notes. Let me see who this is. Yeah, somebody with a funny number. 1-1. Who does this is funny damn number calling here?
Mark.
What's up, Mark Reddit? Why you won't let your damn number pop up? That's why I don't be knowing when you call. You be calling with blocked numbers. I ain't
listen,
gonna do you like that.
I didn't do nothing to this phone. You said that. Dog said that. It's something with Verizon. My number's not blocked though.
You got a Cricket. You must got a Cricket number or something.
No, I got Verizon.
You say it's Verizon, but it's really Cricket or something. What's going on, Mark?
Well, anyway, I don't think y'all had no bullshit going on this lock-in for this race, but I think you could have handled that a little better.
How? Tell me how.
Is Ken still on the phone?
Yeah.
Ken. Ken.
What's up, Mark?
When did y'all know y'all wasn't gonna make it to Union?
No, sir. We were trying to make it.
When did you know you wasn't gonna make it?
Oh shit! Pretty much Thursday.
Okay.
Friday when Baltimore.
Now,
Rob, you said you a real nigga. You real
right.
Do real things and all that type of stuff, and that's cool. You locked in a good race. But you must got a hard on for Bobby as much as you do Mike, because I wouldn't let a friend of mine or something like that drive all that far knowing that my man ain't going to be there. You know, that's just my
okay, opinion. Stop. Okay, look, there you go. I want you to stop right there for a minute. Now I'm glad you said that, and I'm not going to shoot your point out the water. I'm going to come at it from a whole different perspective. Now, you ready for this? I want you to sit down and listen, because – only people who lock in deposits can understand what I'm about to say, and I'm not saying you haven't locked none in. But when you lock in a deposit for that type of money, you got to come get your money, because anything can happen between the time that you locked it in and the time that you raced. Because with that type of money, there is no gentleman involved. It's not about being a gentleman at that point. It's about the rules that you set, and those rules are followed to the end. That's it. It ain't about, you know, me, you know, being some player shit, saying, oh, player, I know that you was going to come, boom, I'm going to go ahead and pay you. Anything could have been wrong with that man's shit or anything could have been wrong with him getting over there that could have saved me $2,000. Instead, by me trying to be some player, some big shot, and say, oh, you ain't got to come, could have cost me $2,000. That's not the way that you lock money in. You must be present at curtain call to get your money.
You don't think you could have called Bobby and you and him squared that away and worked that out ahead of time?
Nope, because it ain't nothing to work out. The money was locked. You got to be there to get it. That much money, now if it was $500, I wouldn't have let Bobby ride over there for no $500. Now that's just the gospel. Let me ask you this, Rob.
Did that man tell you that y'all could did that shit down the middle and he wouldn't have had to drag his family way the fuck over there for nothing?
If he would have said that, then that would have been a whole different deal, see? But he never said that. So it all aspects of racing, grudge racing, and the shit that I like to be a part of, he was going to come by the rules. Now, if he would have called me and say, Rock, I think it's going to be hard for Baldy to get there. Just send me $1,000 and I'll stay over here. I would have done that.
That's what I heard was supposed to have been done.
My point is, he played it to the end like I did. Wasn't nobody budging on what we thought about one another about the race. He played it to the end, and I did too. So at the end of the day, Mark, I would have, if he would have called me and say, Rob, I know Baldy Trailer's still fucked up, blah, blah, blah. Just send me $1,000, I'll just stay over here, right?
But,
I would have done
but
that.
Rob,
glad.
You knew Baldy wasn't going to be.
No, I didn't. I didn't know until Friday.
The man just said he knew on Thursday.
I didn't. That's him. He lives in Florida. I don't, Mark. Now you gonna accuse me of knowing something he knew, and they live together.
I'm telling you when I knew. Okay, that's cool. I'm saying you locking up a deposit for that car, so I would think that you would be in total communication with them, and y'all would be on the same page.
I was with Baldy, not him, but with Baldy. I wasn't talking to him. I was talking to Ken. I was speaking with Baldy. I knew on Friday that the car wasn't coming. But again, Bobby wasn't trying to broker no deal, so I'm honoring what the fuck my agreement was. My agreement was 7 o'clock, you get paid by the deposit man. When we came through the gate, money was put up like it should have been. The money was given to the deposit man once he arrived. Wasn't no bullshit about the money. Wasn't no arguing. Wasn't no hemming and hawing. Wasn't no tiptoeing. The money was put in the deposit man's hand, period. So what is the big – see, here's where I get it messed up at, and this is where mute your mic for a minute. See, this is where y'all get it twisted at. When a deposit is put up, you have to go by the rules of the of what you posted under. Now, if the two races deviate at any point, then you can do different things. But if neither racer came up with a solution to the lock-in, the original lock-in, you can't deviate from that. So me and Bobby made an agreement with Type Man being a deposit man, right? Me or Bobby couldn't change the rules of engagement, even if we wanted to, unless we talked to the deposit man. Now, Bobby had the same opportunity as you're saying that I had. See, you're being one-sided on this. Bobby had the same opportunity to say, Rob, that's a long ride. I don't think Bobby coming. Let's just send me $1,000 a week and be happy. He could have done that, but that ain't what he chose to do. He chose to come on over to the race and be a man of his word. Rather, the other car was coming or not and collect his $2,000 at 7 p.m. Now, where's the fault in that? There's nobody at fault with that. That's how the shit is really done. It be like that sometimes.
Hey, go ahead.
Yo, hey, Rock.
Yeah.
Called you Friday, man. I said, man, what you got going on over there, man? What did you tell me?
Right.
Bring your ass
I said, hey, your ass here.
Uncle Larry said, bring some more money.
No, that was Thursday. That was Thursday.
I said, what else did you got over there for me to run?
That was Thursday.
All right. Okay.
And all due to respect.
Even when I got there, you told me that morning the car wasn't gonna be there. You could have turned me loose
right.
And let me went back home.
No,
but you
know, did you ask for that?
No.
Bobby, did you ask for that? Now be honest with what you're saying. Did you ask me to be turned loose? Listen
what that motherfucker laughing in the background for. I asked that motherfucker and you.
I want to make sure you correct. Now, you strike what you about to say because I see you finna lie. Now, Type Man, I'm going to shut up and I'm going to let him say what he finna say. Now, say what you going to say because you finna tell a lie and I want to make sure I bring you out on that lie, motherfucker. Now, go ahead
you
and
said,
say
no,
yeah,
you're going to work for my
sure
money. The lock-in is for 7 o'clock. I'm going to make you come here. I want you to crank the car up and be under power. The goddamn it, take the beam and all that old shit. That's what you said.
No,
there was nothing else said out
there.
You said,
okay,
Bobby, hey,
Tight
Man
tight,
got
man.
My money. That was it.
No, I didn't. You told me to go get the money. I didn't even see Tight Man at first. You said, Rock, Tight is here.
I ain't tell
and
you
Tight looked at
no
me and
money.
Threw his hand up.
I gave Tight
who
my money on
the
sideline. I ain't say nothing. I ain't said nothing else to you about no money. I ain't say you go get shit.
Somebody told me.
I told Bobby give me that motherfucking money. Bobby went to town. Once I got his money, I told you, say, hold up. Something's about to start. I say, fuck that. This money needs to fuck. And we went from there. You went to your truck, went in that bag, gave me the money. And I peeked in the bag to see what you're going to lock the truck. And you did, so the money was up.
Hold on, let me ask you one more question. When Bobby asked you, can he go ahead and get his money, what did you tell him?
I told him he got to wait till 7 o'clock.
Did I tell him that or you tell him that? I want to make sure who said it.
Who said it? I
see it. All right.
Since he's your yes man, what did I do? How many times he called me? I should ask yes man. We talked every day.
Hold up, Bobby. Wait,
yes,
Bobby. You over there be the sheriff and all that other shit over there. We're over there with Boss now. But you, goddamn it, you can't out-talk me, motherfucker. Now, you going to keep it out in the middle with me. Tight man.
And
I'm glad we have somebody
man.
Here to straighten this. Tight man. Tight man. Straighten this, tight man. Don't sit your ass over there, lad.
Tell
that man who said what.
I told him he had to wait the 7th.
And what did I do?
You was gone. But I came to you, and I say, you want me to pay this motherfucker? I ain't say you want me to pay him, motherfucker. I say, what you want to do about the deposit? That motherfucker's got to be in the lanes, race right at 7 o'clock.
That's exactly what I said.
Okay.
But see, Rock, that's some bullshit. Hold on, let me say this here to Rock, man.
Wait a minute.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
What you say?
No, Bobby,
I want to hear from you.
Did we not talk 2 days before, or is it a day of? Man, the man just sent
me
$1,000 and we could. Yeah, me and you. Man,
yeah,
that's
me
down. No, they ain't even got to come over there. Yeah, I don't know why.
Did anybody ever tell me that? Anybody relay that to me?
I don't know. I'm just talking to the old bullshit ass goddamn lockup man.
Bobby. Let's be okay. Okay, so stop, Bobby. Now, I'm gonna straighten you on this. Did you ever call my phone and say, Rock?
Rock. Let him finish with me. Come on, Bobby. And then Rock,
you can.
Come on, Bobby.
We could have did that, but you didn't relay the message, so I can't say nothing about that. I called Rock and I asked him what
Bobby.
Really got going on over there today.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Me and you talked, and you said you talked to Rock. As the DP man, what the fuck I got to relay a message for? I just got to get money and keep shit down the middle.
Okay. That's what I'm
478, I see your number. I'm coming. Just hold on.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. But see, Dre was screaming, it's some bullshit. Where the bullshit at, Dre? See, a lot of motherfuckers want to be involved in this shit and really don't know how it goes. Really, I ain't got to talk to Bobby or Rock, period. A bitch got to text me to get me on the phone because a bitch might be trying to get out of a race or either thing anyway. But I done my part. So guess what? At the end of the day, when a motherfucker talking about tight was bullshit, and the only thing a bitch can get me with bullshit with is playing a deuce in a tray with Rock on motherfucking Thursday afternoon. So, mom, kiss my ass. And yeah, I'm going to push y'all in with a deuce in a tray.
I didn't even get my whole goddamn lockup money. I don't know what the fuck. I locked in $2,000. I didn't get $4,000 back. That's all I'm saying.
But hold up. I know I put up 2,000, so I ain't got nothing to do with that. When I got called to the truck and that money was given, he told you he had both deposits. Am I correct?
Oh man, I'm on mute now. Go ahead on, man.
Now you saying all this shit, but now you won't be on mute. It was said to you, both deposits are in hand. Now, how in the hell you
okay.
told me
so
a
So what you saying
right,
is the DP
right.
man got his 10% off top, Bobby Cole, even with the punk out of the money.
He cut the six in the eight, man.
All I'm saying is don't put me on no bullshit. I really feel like you should have cut me loose.
That's what I feel like.
Well, you should have cut me loose, and I would cut you loose. After I had drove over there,
you knew it wasn't gonna be that. You could have cut me loose,
Bobby. You called me 7,000 times, but you gonna tell me something that you told Tight Man, and you felt like you couldn't have told me the same thing.
But Drake, now get your buddy Drake calling saying that's some bullshit when he don't know you and Bobby was talking the whole motherfucking
Yeah. So if you told Tight Man something to relate to me, you know me well enough to tell me the same motherfucking message you gave him. But you saying I couldn't have cut you loose. Well, why would I cut you loose to show you some love and you ain't showed me none? Man, fuck that shit.
I wrote it out, but I won't ride out no more with your ass. I sure won't do that no goddamn more.
Listen, Bobby, you can't be mad with me, man.
What?
You got just what you supposed
to get. Fuck, I can, too. Yes, I can, too.
You got what you were supposed to get from me. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man. You got what you were supposed to get. You got your lock-in. The money was with the deposit, man, and you got paid. So how the fuck you going to hold me responsible?
I'm playing by the rules of the game. I ain't playing by my rules. Your rules ran out with me.
He said he gonna fuck you up.
Your goddamn rules ran out with me.
Well, Bobby, one thing about it, I ain't mad. But I know what. I did what I was supposed to do by the rules of this game we play, period. If you talk about I could have cut you loose, motherfucker, you could have cut me loose early too, but you didn't. So why not stay on the course? Why would I deviate to help you when you ain't trying to help me? I don't owe you nothing. You don't owe me nothing. So what the fuck? Come on, man. Let's be real about what we talking about now. You trying to be one sided?
Hey. No, I ain't trying to be one sided. What you talking about?
Yeah, you being one sided.
That is something in the background.
8979. Your mic is on. Who is this?
They done unmuted our show. They done unmuted our show. Oh shit.
Hey, with a dog on there, goddamn. Uh-oh, it's finna get real good now.
Yeah, you gonna tell me I could have did this.
I'm just listening.
Hey, Rock, hold on 1 second.
What?
Hey, where was the bullshit at when you went to screaming? A motherfucker could have let Bobby get out of there, and they was talking every day. And they was talking every fuck. All of us was sitting there talking down there every day. Where the bullshit at, Drake?
Hey, man. If the man relayed a message to you to go back. Hold up. I'm finna ask your motherfucking question since you asked me, sir. Give me a minute to answer the motherfucker. The man gave you the message to relay to him, but being the goddamn middleman, you wanted your cut, so you didn't do the shit that you supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. End of the day, Tight Man's supposed to be in better styles, but he ain't no gaining 200.
Y'all might not like it. DP Man don't have to relay a damn thing. What it is, both parties got to get with the DP Man and tell him what to fucking do. He don't have to relay shit, to be honest with you.
Now, Bobby.
What?
Bobby, where you at?
What?
Did you ask me to relay a message?
I think I did.
Oh shit! What you say about it?
Wait a minute. I want to know how come Tight Man got more
man. Hey, Tight Man, like you just said, you called him in the goddamn foul, and you gained 200 in the shit.
Well, hey, that was his point. Well, if this shit don't happen, let's go and get by the
pool.
Hold on.
I'm scared. Hold on. I ain't getting no motherfucking 200. I got gas money.
You said, fuck it, man. If the motherfucker, he must love you, Bobby. I don't know what it is. The motherfucker got much respect for you, but he just love you. He wants to give you $2,000. The motherfucker could call you and send the fucking shit Walmart to Walmart, whatever that shit is they do. And I just don't know. The motherfucker, he ain't doing nothing. He want to make you come all the way over here. I don't understand it.
Hold up, Bobby. Real businessmen don't send shit Walmart to Walmart. Only time I ever go to Walmart.
That's what you told me.
When I'm putting it, if I told you that my mama's a bitch and my boy's a bastard, I ain't tell you no shit like that.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what you told me.
Somebody got a bastard kid.
And then with the goddamn Wednesday.
Y'all done got Tight Man Krong. Now, goddamn, it's over.
No, it's just me, Bobby, and Rock was over here. They was getting, body could have cut me loose. We were having a good time, but then you get a fag motherfucker that ain't have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. That's taking one of the motherfuckers coming on something. That's why I don't like y'all motherfuckers out here treating your shit.
Y'all shouldn't have brought this shit up no way. Y'all shouldn't have never brought it up. It was already over with.
Bobby came on and brought it up.
Yeah, we should have brought it up. No, they never already talked about it. Bobby came on when y'all started talking about it.
Bobby ain't saying shit.
It's a race report, dog. Why shouldn't we say nothing?
I'm just saying, why the car is chilling. Hold up, tight.
Why shouldn't we say nothing? Everybody else can fucking say something about it. Why shouldn't we?
You don't get the chance.
Well, ain't nobody brought it up publicly on no show.
I heard Mike Hill over there comment earlier. Now, you stop that bullshit. I was on your show.
No, he didn't. Ain't nobody brought that up on no show.
Man, that's a goddamn lie. That's a lie. I was over there and heard Mike say, goddamn, all right, Tyke. I heard it. What he said. I was on the show.
Hey, Rock, I ain't saying you did nothing wrong. The only thing I said is me and you argue all the time about dumb shit.
Right.
But I wouldn't have made you come all the way or wherever, knowing that my car ain't gonna be.
But Ma, let me say this: if I locked into that, and I drove goddamn to Alaska, and that was the lock in, I wouldn't have gave a fuck as long as I got what I originally locked my money up for. I wouldn't have been mad with no goddamn
money.
I'd have got my money and got the hell on out of Dodge.
Is it true that you told them that you would let him leave early if he knocked $300 or $400 off?
No, never told him that. Not one fucking word. Listen, Mark, I don't need no motherfucking money to be playing no fuck games like that. I paid that man what he was supposed to get paid. Okay. Everybody got paid what I said I was going to pay. I could have been a bitch-ass nigga and did something different, but I didn't. I did what I said I was going to do to every motherfucker.
Watch the N-word, Rock. Watch the N-word, Rock.
Man, this is my show, man. Shit, I can say what I want to say. I'm just saying in general, I didn't offer to cut nobody off. I didn't ask for no help. I didn't ask for nobody to give me no break or nothing. I didn't ask for nothing. And dog can sit right here and say it. Dog gave me some advice. And I told dog, no, I'm a stand on my word. And he said, man, all right. Am I lying, dog? You right. Exactly.
But right so now, for Future Robinson, hey, for Future Robinson, you know, let's take shit a little bit more cautious next time before, you know, you do that. That's
hey,
all. Great. That's all.
Hey,
man,
Future
Robinson,
get, cautious, hey, great.
Man,
for Future Robinson,
man, why
get,
everybody,
great,
my
for Future Robinson,
is
get you a motherfucker.
Everybody got something to say about it. If Bobby and that man that said something got over this shit, leave the shit alone. That's the problem with these motherfuckers in racing. Motherfuckers that weren't even going to come support the race. Motherfuckers that didn't give a fuck. They wanted the show to fuck up anyway. Them the main motherfuckers on this show all day and trying to keep shit started, stir it up. Man, leave this shit alone. Rock been doing motherfucking thing wrong. Bobby been doing nothing. Everything can be handled different. Hell, my car might not be right at my rate. You think I got to pay $1,000? You think I'm going to tell them motherfuckers if I got to get my $1,000 up? Shit, I might make them wait till the last minute. Hell, unless one of the motherfuckers go pay it, I do what I want to do with my money if I got a locked-in race. If I got a locked-in race, I'm going to wait your ass out. If one of y'all motherfuckers might break or anything might happen, man, people need to leave the shit alone. That's the fucking problem. Now, if you was there or involved with this shit, yes, you can state your opinion. But all these motherfuckers that's hours away, didn't have nothing to do with this race, didn't even come, didn't participate. I mean, why are you so concerned about it anyway? It's been nothing, wasn't nothing bothered with you. Nobody was hurt. Nobody got. I mean, leave the shit alone. It's over. Man, what the fuck? Didn't nobody talk about that? The man had 50 fucking people there, and he still paid the shootout. He still paid this. I mean, I'm not going to take his side on this and that. Either. Bobby spent a lot of money. I mean, but the man got paid. At the end of the fucking day, leave the shit alone. I mean, that's just what it is. What pissed me off, I don't have nothing to do with it, but I was at the race. And I'm hearing a lot of motherfuckers that didn't have nothing to do with this race. They didn't even give a fuck about even coming to the race. They wasn't even planning on coming. They didn't even give a fuck if they really even race. But they just want to make their stuff important by running their dicks up. Man, that's what's wrong with y'all motherfuckers on it. Then y'all let motherfuckers talk. Y'all let them do it. And they ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Man, at the end of the day, shut the fuck up and sit back and just watch racing. Keep being a couch potato. Fuck, that shit pissed me the fuck off. I'm going back on me.
Well, to be honest with you, now, hold up. To be honest, everything he said was true, though. But you can't state your opinion once you put it out there in the public. We put it in public. If you put it in public, anybody can make a comment on whatever they want to make it. If you put it in public. That's all I'm saying.
You can.
What he's saying is true.
You can, but that don't make it right.
Well, what happened?
No, what I'm saying is
you
got me
nitpicking, dog. You know, this is just like a kid. If you got your kid and you see one, I got two kids. I got a boy and a girl. Now, if I see my daughter keep nitpicking with my son, keep aggravating, that's what you got motherfuckers just doing this, dog. That's what I'm saying. They just nitpicking some shit. Instead of everybody sitting straight and be like, man, look, it's over with, or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Now, Bobby and Rock got on here. They didn't vote and type. Everybody was involved. They didn't already did what they didn't have to do, or whatever. Or said what they didn't have to say. You don't need all these other motherfuckers saying, well, you need to do this different.
Who nitpicking now? Is it Mom nitpicking? Who nitpicking now? Who doing the nitpicking right now? Was it Mom?
I'm not going to call no names. But at the end of the day, you know who you are. That's just all it is, too. I don't
like to talk on names.
Because
what you're saying is right, though. We need to know who's
nitpicking. I'm not calling no names.
Everybody knows who it is.
Man, we ain't got to know who it is. Motherfucker smart enough to know who it is. 240-2987. Who is this?
This is Twin.
But who is it? I ain't that smart. Hey,
what's going on?
Who is it? I want to know.
Hey, what's going on, Rock? Hey, ain't it always fucked up? Hey, ain't it always fucked up when somebody else getting somebody else's business that they ain't got nothing to do with? Or because from the way it sounded to me, it was a motherfucker involved that shouldn't have been involved that was running around saying this, saying that about what they had to do with the dealings that was going on, but ain't have a fucking thing to do with it. And whoever that motherfucker is, he ain't no good for the game because he's going to do the same thing the very next time he get involved in something.
Well,
Hold on one second. 312-3847. Who is this? 312-3847. Why won't somebody answer the question? I want to know who the motherfucker is.
Hold on. We can get to it. I had people with their hands up for a minute. I'm trying to address these callers. Is that all right?
Well, I'm gonna say me personally, Mark was not shooting no shots or nothing. He just asked, could it have been handled different in a very professional way?
Thank you. That's my point. You're right. That's what I'm saying, who missed it? I want to know who this motherfucker is.
But I'm gonna tell you where I think the bullshit came in at, and it was Dre voiced his opinion about Bobby or what Rock could have done differently, and he didn't know that the parties involved was talking, and that is how it led into Mark saying, "Is it true about this?" Now he started to nitpick when he went into
well,
the second
but,
hand.
Man, you right again. When Dre said it was bullshit, though, he had a right to say it was bullshit if he didn't know the facts. Now, once the facts come out, then you might change your mind about the opinion. I mean, but now,
right,
what
was
bullshit? Rob explained it and you explained it.
But then he wanted to insinuate that a motherfucker do something for 10%. I wanted a race to go on, and that's where the bullshit started to come in, and that's where we're getting somewhere. Right. And see, dog, the whole thing, I never asked Bobby for 10% or nothing. Because I own a bunch of pockets and don't ask a bitch for nothing. But by me having to come all the way to Union, I told Bobby, he threw that motherfucker back to me, dog. And it fell on the Florida golf cart, and I kicked it to you. I told Bobby, somebody got to give me some motherfucking diesel fuel money, and it was $100 if you want to get it all out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we were talking about it.
Hey, I want to ask you one thing. Did you charge Rock $100 too?
Huh?
Well, normally the winner tips. I agree with that too. Hold on, Bobby. I call bullshit. Y'all both, everybody shut the fuck up. I call bullshit, dog. I'm calling on you. Now, you going to sit here and say they normally do that. A loser ain't never paid a deposit man shit. Y'all stop that lie. Fucking lie. A loser ain't never gave a deposit man.
Said the winner.
We know what he normally said, But he said he could have got it the other way, too. Should have got something the other way, too.
That was no. That was no.
Who that was?
I didn't say nothing about that, Rob. I said nothing about that.
Who that was?
That was Bobby.
Well, Bobby,
you won't relate no messages, yo. You wasn't supposed to relate no messages. Remember, you said you don't relate no messages. I mean, deposit, man. We need to keep him out that damn deposit.
No,
kid,
man. I apologize, dog. Y'all sounded alike on that exchange. I apologize.
Ain't no,
I just call him bullshit. The loser,
no,
the loser never,
no
say, never pay
no
a deposit, man.
Ain't no problem.
That bitch has done. That bitch ain't all the way dead.
And so. And you know, that I ain't trying to teach nobody how to race or none of that shit, but you better know what you're doing when you fucking put your money out. That's all I can fucking tell you.
Hey, Rock, let me ask you something, Rock.
I agree with that.
I'd have been your DP man. I think this makes the second or third time. When your car broke in Florida and Tony Wright wanted that money early, would I give Tony Wright that money early?
Nail down.
Would I give him that money early?
No.
You don't supposed
nope.
to. You don't supposed
to.
Okay,
you don't supposed
right,
to do that unless that motherfucker that lost tell you to do it.
Exactly, dog. And Tony Wright came to me and said, Rock, yeah. say, you can don't give me that money. And I told the man I'd give you that money at 4
nope.
or 5 o'clock.
Rock
got to
tell you.
And thank you,
unless
dog.
Rock, unless
and,
Rock
and,
come over
and
say, give it to him. Unless it Rock, unless the motherfucker he betting, say, hey, go and pay him early and let him do what he wants. Otherwise, you don't supposed to give nobody shit until the time to the time it's for the race.
Okay. Tony Wright went and found Rock. They came and found me on the start line. And that's when I paid him for the money, but I wasn't going to do it before Rock said it. So the same, I do the same thing every time. Whether I'm getting some or I'm not getting some, I'm going to do it the same way. And that's just what it is.
But no bullshit. Bobby called me enough to read me a book. Bobby called me enough to sing me a love song. Bobby called me enough to do anything Bobby wanted to do. Bobby never, ever said, Rock, man, send me $1,000 over here, and I ain't even got to come. Because you know, and I think I know, that man ain't coming. Bobby never said that. Bobby played that motherfucker to the end. He played poker, and I played poker with him. If Bobby could have saved himself, see, y'all motherfuckers quit pushing the blame. Bobby could have saved himself a whole lot of time and effort. Bobby could have said, Rob, if Bobby ain't coming, I mean, if Bobby ain't going to make it, go ahead and send me $1,000 so I can stay here in Memphis. Bobby would have got $1,000 sent to him with no motherfucking problem. But Bobby didn't play. Bobby didn't want that. Bobby wanted $2,000, see. That's what the fuck happened. That's what Bobby got, what he wanted, $2,000, the way he wanted to get it. I ain't mad at Bobby for that. Nobody owes nobody no faith when it comes to that. Who the fuck is that with a train?
What?
So, you know, that's just what it is.
That's exactly right.
Now.
And with it all, I appreciate you for asking the question of who nitpicking, because it got straight down to the bottom,
yeah.
Straight to the bottom, straight to the head. And then the nitpicking stopped. Heard yeah. The ruler you came on and spoke the gospel. Appreciate you, boy. I mean, not boy, young man. Young
a
man.
A killer, too.
Young man.
Right. Well, you know,
he only
gonna
kill motherfuckers like you. He only kills motherfuckers like you.
Pro Star Joe.
I just fucking with you. Go
everybody.
Ahead,
it was a lot of people came over there, and you know, the gamblers, the people who were there, they gambled, they raced. The kids had a good time. The people had a good time. I that's all that matter, man. We got to see some racing. No matter what was racing, we saw some racing and some gambling for some real money. That's what this shit is
Hold
about.
On. It was, man.
Period.
It goddamn sure was. It was all right now. We didn't have the spectators, but the race was all right now. You said what the fuck you wanted, the race was okay.
Yeah. Friday night was a lot better than Saturday, but you know, again, we had some obstacles on Saturday. I was nervous about the damn Saturday myself with the weather calling for what it was. But at the end of the day, the ones that showed up and showed out. And I appreciate their ass. Trust me, I do. It was wonderful. That was wonderful. My children, my nephews, my whole team, we enjoyed ourselves. We got to see some good shit, so I'm cool with it. That race was spanky. I still ain't understanding what the hell went on with that. I in my mind, I'm thinking, goddamn spanky set truck driver ass clean up for the kill.
He had to. That could have been in both of them.
I started.
Come back and get that much closer, man.
On a rental car.
I rent on my head. But anyway, dog, let me ask you this question here. Did the guy that had the accident at the PRA show, did he leave or he made it away?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we need to have a moment of silence for him and his family.
Right on.
All right. Well, you know, we have to pay our respect, even though this is no bullshit show. Dog, I wasn't on your show at the beginning.
No, it's right.
And,
right. We did it.
Yeah.
We did it. We did it.
Hey, dog, I'm gonna tell these people something, right? You know, everybody, if you've been around racing long enough and been different aspects of racing, like some have, you know, I knew him, I got to meet him, but I didn't know him. He felt like he knew me a lot more than I knew him. I knew of him because he's been driving Pro Mod, and I've been watching him at the racetrack for years. And I remember tearing up a transmission in Carolina
right.
or something. And if anybody knew Ronnie, the King, I call him the King, I always call him the King. Anybody knew him, he always had.
Yeah.
If you look in his trailer, he always had multiple transmissions in his trailer. Now, why he used to carry 4 or 5 power drives, I don't know. But I tore up a transmission, and I happened to see the goddamn transmissions in there. And this was in my bounty hunter car. I went over there and asked him, I said, man, you willing to sell one of them transmissions? I got a transmission down here I need to swap out. I was trying to run somebody. And he asked me what gear set I had in it, and I told him I had it. He said, yeah. He said, I don't want to sell it, but you can use it and just give it back to me. Just, you know, freshen up or give it back to me later, however you want to do it, you know, and gave me his card. And he said, I know you, man, because I was trying to tell him what it was. The man gave me a goddamn brand-new $5,500 transmission out of his damn trailer and didn't know me from a can of paint. Knew of me, but really didn't know me and never charged me one damn nickel. And let me use that thing. I had it probably about a week or two or something like that, and then I got it back to him. But I say that to say, you know, when it comes to racing, man, the shit we do for racers inside of this game, you know, motherfuckers wouldn't do that for their neighbors. You can't borrow a cup of sugar these days from a damn – your next-door neighbor's been there 10 years, but you meet people that's in racing that are racers like yourself – that'll goddamn break their neck for you, man. I mean, that ain't the only person that has done, you know, show generosity towards me.
Right.
But I'm just saying he's one of them. And that's one of the things I always remember about him, man.
Yeah, everybody that's on my show is going to drop off in about another minute or so. So if you're on my show, if you ain't already called over the Rock Show, you're going to fall off my show. It's gonna shut down. Go ahead, Rock.
That's a good story.
Yeah, that's a good story. I'm trying to get my man. You know, I'm trying to get my man. He gave me something to go get him with. And,
right.
You know, I always be saying, you know, we always spoke after that and, you know, talk in there. And if I used to call him every now and again for some parts or something like that he might see if he has something laying around or something I might use. I mean, he's a huge racer. That's what he lived for, the race car. He loved that shit, man. And, you know, that's just one of the things I remember about him. You know, I just, a fucking stranger to me. Gave me a damn high-dollar transmission. You don't find that every day.
No.
You ain't lying.
No.
You don't find that every day.
And that's what makes what we do very special because, hey, man, that's what we do. We talk shit, have fun, argue, fuck, and fight, but I don't know a person on these shows that ain't happy to get to a grudge event or end event and just see everybody, you know? Because you never know.
You never got them know. This is a dangerous sport. And I think a lot of times when you know when we get these clowns on here running their mouth about racing and how racing should be, I think everybody the last thing they think about in this sport is the danger. So when they always talking about what a motherfucker should do, I think they need to think about the danger and the safety that's involved with some of the stupid shit they be suggesting for folks to do. You know, some things ain't always, you know, this shit ain't safe, man. This is a real fucking dangerous sport. One of the most dangerous in the world, to be honest with you. But we do it.
Hey, Rock, with that being said, though, hey, y'all, my boy B had an accident the other day, King B. But, you know, car might be gone, but he came out all right, just a little bump and bruise on him.
So what happened down there, Drake?
He was going through the trap, and he tried to pull a shoot out, but it didn't deploy it in enough time. So by the time he got down there toward them barrels, he hooked the car sideways so he can go into the barrel sideways. He didn't want to go into the barrel head on, so it turned him all the way around, and he went backwards into them barrels down there. The car damaged real bad, though. The car damaged real good, but he came out all right.
Well, you can get another car. You can't get another life. And glad to hear King B. All right. And then we had the video off for the year of to have an accident, man. You know, I know Dawg has said it, and BT made it out all right. And, you know, just go to show you, man. Just pull over when you need to pull over. And pay attention, because I remember Mikey always said, thank you, God, for the travel, for the races and stuff like that. So, you know, man, it's serious. The Memphis race.
Shit, my show ain't fell off yet. Maybe y'all still on there?
Yeah,
we are.
Oh, I don't know if you.
I'm just saying on my show. My show should have said, "Welcome
what
to
you said?
My show should have been cut off. I don't, it's still on.
What you say about the Memphis Razor?
Shit, he probably got two axles. A tie came off. Shit, he like they had a fire. His smart ass don't have no fire extinguisher, but I'm buying him one. And could anybody take up a donation to help the Memphis Gangster get a couple of fire extinguishers in his trailer that his one-legged ass can get hold to?
Well, I just donated shit.
Hey, Tyke, man, let me ask you a question, Tyke. Let me ask you one question. Tyke, let me ask you one question.
Yeah.
If you get out of your car or truck to change a tie, Tyke, man, how, if you're changing a tie, you forget to tighten the lug nuts? How you forget to tighten the lug nuts if you're changing a tie?
Well, dog, I talked to him, and me and him was talking last week about, he was saying he got to do some repairs on his equipment, and the motherfucker was so hot that he had his wife in the truck, and and he thought about Rock the whole time he was driving that cross.
Tyke, man, I repeat my question. How do you change a tie and forget the tighten the lug nut? How?
Hey.
I still want to know that answer, man. Anybody on the phone can answer that. I appreciate that. I don't see how in the hell. What you do, Tyke, man? You jump out there, you jack the shit up, you put the towel in, and then jump back in the car. So that's all you do.
Hey, dog, that's a good question. Hey, Memphis Racer.
Bobby Hill, answer.
Bobby Hill. That's a shout out to Sunshine Love. She made a mistake when she first was talking about it. Bobby Hill.
If anybody in the world can tell me that, I'm gonna give you $100.
how in the fuck you are changing on time.
I can see you leaving one loose. Yeah, one.
I can see you leaving two loose. How are you going to not put one on that time? You change it a tie.
I
can see you, if you're leaving motherfucker that ran out there. I can see if you're leaving one out there that you took off. I can see you leaving that motherfucker. But how in the fuck you done? So if you didn't, if you left the lugs off tight, man, what happened to the goddamn lug wrench? Did you leave that motherfucker too?
God damn.
I mean, it don't make sense. That don't add up.
Maybe, hey, dog, hold on. Maybe he was the insurance check.
Nah, Rocky has some real nice shit right there in the damn show. He has something too nice to be worried about.
I just said maybe. Who knows?
You never know.
No, he talking about that brand new 5.4.
Yeah, I saw it. Hell, I was looking right at the motherfucker.
Good for 29.
Let me ain't tight, man. Hold up. I ain't satisfied, tight man. I ain't satisfied. Now, did he leave the child that fucked up? Did he leave the boy out tie there? Did he leave the jack there? Did he leave the goddamn lug wrench there?
That's it, dog. He rolled a motherfucker up on a piece of wood so you can pull that other axe off the ground. And soon as he put it on, he realized that he left his phone in the Renegade. That's what it was.
Right. You couldn't even come up with a good lie. You had to stutter through that, Mike.
I know it, dog, but I'm looking for something. I'm sending it to you. You're gonna try to laugh.
Now, let me ask you a question. When did he let it down? When did he let it down, though, after he jacked it up or whatever? When did he let it down?
He didn't. He realized that his damn phone was in the trunk. This was him after. You didn't get it, dog. Blow it up and read it. That was the Memphis racer right there.
Come on, man. I'm looking at this shit, man. When you announce it, come on, man. That's fucked up, Tyke. That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up, man.
Well,
Rock, you back in California, Rock?
No, sir. I'm leaving up out of here Thursday. I got to roll out Thursday, my
dog.
You
got to have me to go up in your ass.
You got some time to get another. I was just trying to say it, dog. You beat me.
Oh. So, dog, what you want me Wednesday night in Dallas? Nah.
I save you some money down there.
Ain't no
way.
Nah.
You're not there and see if it gets your motherfucking ass.
Don't save me. Don't save me. Say your goddamn self. You want me Thursday? I mean, not Thursday. Wednesday.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. They cut my show off now. Just when I'm trying to talk, they cut my show off. That's fucked up there now.
Ain't nobody cut you off. Stop the bullshit. Bullshit. Mike,
mute.
Yeah, I'm regular talking, and these motherfuckers can't hear shit I say. That's fucked up.
Hey, that man ain't Mike. Y'all quit the bullshit. I'm hanging the show up. I'm getting off the fucking show with all this fuckery. It's too much. I can't take it. Dog, do you want this ass cutting Wednesday night down in Dawson? Motherfucker, I'm going to give you the back.
If you can tell me, how a motherfucker didn't tighten them lug nuts up, then I'll do it.
We have to talk about that after this race. After the race, we can talk about it.
Wow. I got to find out that now. Psych Man, one of the smartest motherfuckers on the show, and he can't tell me how a motherfucker get out of a truck, jack a truck up or roll up on a block, take a lug nut and loosen the goddamn lug, take the old towel, put another one on there, and don't tighten up none of the lugs. Not one.
Mm-mm.
Somebody tell me that.
I just want to know how he didn't feel that motherfucker walk.
Hey, y'all, that's just how he do what he do. Why y'all worrying about that shit? If that's what he do, that's what he do.
Somebody tell me how he did that. I'm going to turn gay. I want to be a fag.
Man, that's just what he do, man. That's what he do. Maybe, I'll give you a good excuse. Maybe he just ain't used to changing time.
Well, now, somebody, y'all scared to say it. Maybe he just told a lie. Maybe he didn't have it. Maybe he tried to tell us that, get some sympathy or some more money. He said he spent all his goddamn BT money buying rims and hoods and shit.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Dog, that's a good report there now.
Yeah. Nah.
Dog, that's a good report.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You got to change, right?
We got to call in here. 773-7115.
What's up, you got, man?
Eric. Yo,
kid,
no.
Come on, kid.
Give me an
answer, kid.
Maybe they were
self-tightening. God damn, boy, y'all. That's the best answer so far.
What's that? What's up, tight man?
Yeah, well.
What'd you say, Mr. King?
Uh-oh.
I said, what's going on down in the South, man? Nothing much?
Oh, no, nothing much, man. Nothing much. Nothing much.
I heard that.
Hey, kid, maybe you know.
Yeah.
I heard that Mr. Willie them crashed a car this past weekend. Do you know which car it was?
The only one I know could have been Charles Manson. That's the only one that comes to my mind.
Well, damn sure couldn't have been up there. They had to be down here, right?
Well, somewhere.
Yes, sir.
That's what I heard.
The tracks up there was closed.
Because there's a lot of bullshit coming up.
Tyke,
I just got a text. They said he was driving by the track and the car fell off the trailer.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. That's cold blooded.
No, I'm just joking about that, but I'm just saying, though. I got a point that I was. If he said he crashed the car, what track was he at when he crashed that bitch at? The Snowball National.
They say he went to a brand new track just opened. It was free to get in. They crashed on the Big End.
What track leading?
Some track over in Carolina. What track just opened? Some brand new track just opened. It was over there.
Oh,
it was
Galat,
free to get in.
Galat.
That's
Galat,
where he went.
Oh, MIR.
Yeah.
They went over
Galat.
There.
Yep.
Which car was it leaking? The
Regal? The Regal?
They said either Galat or MIR. They said Galat or MIR.
I just got a text.
It was that new track that the boy crashed in on the other end. The car got looped on the other end.
Is he okay?
Yeah, they okay. They said they had
yeah,
cops
yeah,
my
they
way
okay.
With...
Yeah, they okay. Okay, well, you know, I had heard a whiff of that on Willie Dawg's show, and I was just, you know, putting it out there. Since Kid came on, that's all. You know, because they'll
hey,
sit
Leon.
Out here and sit scrambling. What's
yo.
That talk about?
Was that Charles Manson? The
they real? Said they'd be ready. They said it'd be ready by Wayne Ray.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, they ain't heard it that bad. Okay. Good report. What car was it? What car was it leaking? Which one was it leaking?
Cold kill old car.
Hey,
yeah,
hey,
Charles Manson.
Okay. God damn, leaking. Well, you ain't got to say that. When you said Charles Manson,
everybody
no longer. Everybody knows who Charles was.
We all know.
You got
old
a bunch
blue.
Of
we already know what it is.
Yeah,
old blue.
A bunch of motherfuckers don't know. Old blue.
Shit.
All right. What's up, kid?
Ain't nothing happening, Leon.
Hey,
boy, y'all know y'all had me laughing, man.
I mean, you know, we serious now, but what is
first of all, see, a motherfucker need to get the facts, man, before they put business out and don't know what the fuck going on. Mr. Willie, them, they did crash the car, the Regal, the old cold killer car. They crashed that car. It's been down there 2 weeks now, man.
Oh, shit.
And it was in North, and it was in that, it was at that new track in North, Gallatt, North Carolina, or some shit like that.
Gallatt.
It was at Gallatt.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where they was at. It was a Wednesday, a Tuesday or Wednesday. It damn near about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. It didn't just happen.
Right, about 2 weeks ago.
This week or none of that shit. Yeah, and it didn't happen up here. No, sir.
Okay,
it didn't
well.
Happen up here.
Well, that's what I said. I didn't say when it happened. They just thought they must have got new. I told them that a new track.
No, well, my
well,
phone,
know,
somebody, I was on the phone,
people.
Leon. My phone dropped, but when they started saying some
phone
bullshit
dropped.
Going on,
that's
it ain't no right. Bullshit. That...
No, let nobody
yeah,
see
he fucked he
dollars.
Fucked that car about 2 weeks ago.
No. That motherfucker want to come home.
I actually just talked to him today. They may have it back together within the next month or so, maybe going into June. But they working on it. It's coming back together.
If they got to go to Chester prison, them motherfuckers, they'll be lucky to get it back.
Well, that what they. Well, you know what? He did say that. He said that what they told him. He'll have it back, but he said he don't believe it.
Yeah.
That what
they
told him.
They going to
Chester.
They going to Chester.
You notice how they always say that till they get it. They always say that till they get it. Once they get it, all of a sudden the answer changes.
Yeah.
Hey, dog.
Yeah,
you got that other thing they like to get that first draw. To get that first draw. Yeah, we'll have that bitch back probably in a month. Be 6 months down the line.
Yeah. Well, we all know, Chassie, man.
Then when you go check on it, they want to tell you, well, goddamn it, if you don't want to wait, then come get this motherfucker. Goddamn, I could have been. You should have told me to bring
but
that
it,
bitch.
But no. Hey, right, man, they locked Junior, they locked Chemo and them in. Again, that Trent Turbo got to break at Wayne Ray.
That put another car on Leon.
Huh? Oh.
I thought it was the Pro Mod car. It's the Pro Mod car.
Right.
The Pro Mod car
getting
goddamn.
Yeah, but we was just talking about the G-Body, man. We switched to a whole other car.
I'm just saying, I was just saying,
Leaky,
what they got going on.
You better, whatever you get ready to say,
You need to sit it out and let somebody proofread whatever you got to say before you start putting that shit out there. So they say you fucking up everything you put out.
Y'all shouldn't be there to talk about that, because what Tate said, he really said no different than what I said. I just didn't know that Tate said. I knew it was been talked to.
Well, yeah. He made it more clear. He made it more clear when you say he just crashed it and we just know all the tracks was gold. He did make it more clear.
I just told you exactly when he did crash the car. What car was crashed. I ain't say 2 weeks. I know it's been 2 weeks. I be on that show every morning.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of it.
We're gonna still put a gag on you. Every time you get a report something, you gotta check and make sure it's okay to put out.
All he did is talk. Hey, you wrong, dog. All he did is told him fucking thing. Everything else, I said the same thing. You asked the question, I gave it to you.
I ain't mad with you.
It's good.
Hey, Leakin.
Yeah.
Why you on the show? And dog on you. You plan on doing something with the dog over there at Tate Race?
I'm going to flash his motherfucking ears. He's getting away.
Oh, shit.
That's all I want. Uh-huh.
That ain't no threat. That's a promise. That ain't no threat. That's a promise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got to tell me you know.
Don't want you to get it twisted.
I'm going to twist his ass.
Little dog. Little dog, you want me to slap shit at you Wednesday night or what?
See when Leo and them come on the phone, they mute my mic so I can't fucking talk. See? That's fucked up, man. I ain't come on this motherfucking show. Every fucking time, goddamn it, them motherfuckers, they mute my motherfucking mic so I can't talk.
Hey, dog. You supposed to tell the motherfucker you whoa. You done kicked all the ass up there in Union on Friday night, drove home. Came back and gave a motherfucker the break on Saturday.
Rock was talking about just like a certain motherfucker talking tonight. And he saw what he got.
Show up. And that
walking
old pro Joe Picky.
Hey, walk around there, chest bumping and shit and everything. If Pro Stock Joe had been in Las Vegas, he'd get rich tonight. Because everything he said for Dickie, and he tried to make me run. He tried to make me run Rock. When Rock couldn't get out of the track the last time, and I don't hear got him. God damn it. That post-op Joe, that big-ass head must got to kill him if he's sending shit to his head or something.
Hey, dog, that's what I wanted you to think. I couldn't get down the track. Don't you think I was setting the bait?
Ain't now, bitch, I know. Went out there and took off and butt him up, bagged up, and butt him up again on purpose. Kiss my ass.
You didn't. Well, listen, you didn't come. You must didn't want no money. Now, how about that?
Now, tight man.
Why you didn't come?
I can understand that if he had to do that I can understand if it was early up in the day, not when the track when it closed. He go out there and do it when the track when it closed. So, bitch, you wasn't facing.
I asked
you
didn't
why
get that
regular motherfucker
out of the track. I said why you didn't come. That's the question I asked.
Now, I'm going to tell the truth now. I wasn't going to say it because I don't like to fuck motherfuckers out. But Tyke Man came on there and told me, Dog, Rockland had a rough weekend. Don't fuck with it no more. That's the only reason I didn't do it. Tyke Man came on there and said he done got fucked up enough this weekend. Don't do it to him. I said, okay, Tyke, I'm going to respect you with that. Other than that,
Let me go on and give you the disclaimer because it's gonna be true in reverse role for me. When you got a motherfucker in a headlock, for me, that is, when you got me in a headlock, hold me. Because when I get a motherfucker in a headlock, I'm not going to turn loose. I'm going to choke that bitch all the way to sleep. So, it's all in range for me. If I get you in a headlock, your ass choked
out,
motherfucker.
I'm going to be honest with you now. I'm gonna be dead ass honest with you. If your fucking head wasn't so big, I'd put you in a headlock. I couldn't get my hand around that big ass head.
You know what? I think you're scared. Junebug had them try to chest bump you and throw you down there across the racetrack, and you looking at me talking about getting him. I said, shit, I'm thinking, where's this motherfucker?
Yeah.
That motherfucker needs some pussy or something. That something is that boy. Yeah, I ain't lying. God damn.
Man, that motherfucker's stronger than six people.
Yeah. I ain't bullshit. That motherfucker ever jumped
on me. Hey, dog, he hit you one time playing, man. I thought he killed you.
Me too. Shit. Me too. Fuck you thought, tell me what you thought. I did too.
I started walking away. I ain't want no goddamn witness. I got the hell on.
If nobody else at the racetrack had fun, that goddamn Junebug did. God,
that motherfucker. Like, man, how many trans brake buttons did he? How many trans brake buttons did he turn loose? How many 60 footers did he run? God damn.
Oh, man.
That bitch
with a green shirt on.
Every car coming there, he was turning them buttons loose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, dog, I don't know if you was paying attention or not. Dog, you remember he was trying to line you up? He had on the little Nike knit 5.0s to track that assassin soul off the motherfucker. Hey, he tried to lock you up. His feet got stuck. He couldn't get out of the way.
Dog, you're a low-down motherfucker, too, now. I meant to tell you that.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I
shit.
I wanted you to put that bump on his head one time.
Now, you gave a Malibu with a toe hitch on the back of it the motherfucking brake. and then you walked.
And wouldn't let nobody bet. No, that ain't. Hold up. Straighten that shit. He gave the man the brake. They wanted to bet crazy money. Dog wouldn't let no motherfucker get in the pot at all. They wanted to run the pot up. Dog said, fuck it. I don't want nobody in my pot and put his pot up. And wouldn't let nobody in the motherfucker. Wouldn't let nobody go above and beyond what they wanted to buy. Dog really was capping.
I like them guys, man. I didn't want to fuck them like that. The good things come to you when you don't fuck
made
them like
that. He made everybody get on the side. He made everybody put their money on the side. Made everybody get there on the side. Told everybody, hell no. Y'all, man, hey, dog, Big Gray said, fuck you. He hung up on your ass. Willie, dog. Dog phone done hung up. I don't know what the fuck happened. Leaky, you still here? Tight, man.
You.
Tight. Who is this? Tight.
Damn, well, everybody done fell off.
I hear you, Rob.
Yeah, everybody done fell off.
The show's still on.
I know.
I hear somebody.
All right.
Hello?
I got my co-host back on the phone. I don't know what happened to Willie.
I'm here.
Oh, you here?
You hear me?
Okay. They are here now.
I'm here.
I don't know who the fuck that is. 706-0082. That motherfucker got to my door. I can't throw that mic back.
No, don't do that. That's Jap. That's Jap number.
Oh, Jap
okay.
At work. He don't know. Yeah.
He had the one button up.
That's Jap number.
He had the one button up.
He probably hit it and didn't know he hit it.
Oh, okay.
I'm still here from
Chicago. All right, here go Big Dre ass again. Dre.
Yeah, man, why don't you hang everybody up or something? Hell, yeah, I'm here.
Your phone hung up, motherfucker. You didn't get stuck.
You're a goddamn liar. That's that raglan blog talk you got. Secondhand ass blog talk shit.
It might be. But you sit your ass over here and be quiet. But look here, y'all. Look, you know, I ain't trying to be funny at 10:30 at night. You know, we done been on an hour and a half. you know, I want to tell everybody I really appreciated them this weekend. We had a wonderful time. Turnout wasn't as good as we wanted, but, you know, Friday and Saturday together, it ended up being okay. You know, it was some racing went on. The shootout guys did their thing. You know, I'm proud of them. Proud of my partner, Herb. He won Bad Boy. Look out for him. He really going to show out this year. He's going to have a big year driving. Dog don't want none on that for goddamn show. But anyway, I ain't going to say nothing about that no more.
But Pac-Man, all y'all see how he did that? He ain't said nothing about it. He started the New Boy National every Friday night. He started that shit every Friday. He ain't said nothing about Dog going the first shootout for that. But he gonna talk
I'm going to. Let me say, I ain't got that, Dog. See, you ain't even. Dog, see, that's one thing about you. Jump the gun. I ain't got there yet. I ain't even started talking about that.
If Herb breathe out, I'll snap the shit out and be like I did you.
Okay, fine. But listen. So what I'm going to say is on behalf of Union County, they have stepped up and going to do the every first Friday of the month, they're going to put that money up for the Little Boy Nationals. And it's designed for small tire cars to come in and have a shot at some free money, man. You know, that shootouts is the way everybody's going now, and they decided to get on the market with it on the board, and they're gonna do it. You know, I will be posting it, I guess, when either I will or somebody will. I don't know if they're gonna call Dog or whatever. I don't know, but anyway, somebody be posting it. You'll probably hear about it on some shows or something. Well, you'll know, or you can mark your calendar. The first Friday every month, the Little Boy Nationals will take place. That name, some kind of way, is catchy because, I mean, it's something I came up with, and they liked it. I didn't think it was going to be that catchy when I came up with it. Tight Man don't like it. Tight Man don't like the name. He hates it.
28?
The rules are 29s or smaller. No willy ball. Any power adder, if you know, it's up to you. So that's every first Friday of the month. So you can mark your calendar.
Is it like the same TNT at
Carolina?
Like the same TNT. So the rules
are same thing. And the first official winner is none other than Willie Dickhead Dog.
Dickhead.
I ain't got no applause for you, dog. I ain't got no applause for you. Oh, yes, I do.
Don't worry about it, brother. The turnout wasn't what we expected, but it was a goddamn good show, believe it or not. And we had a good time with that motherfucker.
You goddamn right we did. We had a good time. Again, my next show is Birthday Bash, October 1st. I'm going to have it at the same racetrack. Which that falls on another Little Boy Net because October 1st is a Saturday. No, it might not because the 1st is the first day of the month. So, no, it probably won't fall on it. It'll be the next Friday. I think that's 7. But anyway, the next show that I'm having is going to be Birthday Bash as usual. I tried to do the April 9th because, I didn't get to have the 10-year anniversary. So we're going to do the 11th year anniversary this year, Birthday Bash. Also, I wanna say this, and I forgot to mention this too while Herb was on the phone. So I ended up getting the call to be the deposit man of Herb and Sniper. They locked me in. Dog, I meant to tell you that the other day, but I had so much going on, I really couldn't tell you. They locked in. Herb the Ruler. They doing it at Darlington on May the 21st. They locked in for some good money. I don't want to disclose what they're doing, but Herb the Ruler and Matt Sniper Sweet, One Shot, One Kill, locked him in. And the name of that race will be Matt Sniper Presents World War III. He got the rematch locked in with him and Herb.
Oh, shit.
And it ain't for no bullshit. I can tell you that. They going to war. Dog, you know Sniper just like I do. I mean, I was just called for the deposit, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure when they get closer, you'll be taking over a lot of stuff. But I'm just throwing it out because I'm excited about it. I'm excited for her. I'm excited for Sniper too because he's a friend of mine. But I'm gonna tell you why I'm excited for her. I remember her for years racing his cars and And I knew that he was one of them people, if he get something fast, he was going to be something to deal with because he wasn't scared to race. And that's pretty much how it is now. He done came up with him something, and the boy trying to get off. And, man, that's what, you know, I like to see that. I like to see people coming up in this game doing what he doing, and anybody for that matter. It ain't just him. It's other folks, too. But I just got to be a little closer because I see him in the same camp. So I get to see him working and doing his thing. So, you know, shouts out to him. Shouts out to my boy, Sniper.
We need people like her because the motherfucker, if he got on pressure, he's going to run somebody. He's going to do something. He's going to run somebody.
He's damn right he's going to run somebody. He gonna run somebody, and I'm gonna tell you something else. Herb can come to the track if he's sick one day. If he got his son with him, Herb ain't got to say a damn word. His son gonna take care of everything. He gonna make somebody do something. Hey, Herb, little boy, little ruler, man, he was out there trying to bet his $20. He said he spent $3 at the canteen, had 17. He said he had 17 on the gap. I said, Lord.
We're talking good and we like the kids like this. Hold up. We're talking good and we like the kids like this. But Tyke Man said some shit that I think we all should do because he was trying to bet. Tyke Man said, I don't bet kids.
You can't bet kids. No.
Among themselves now and want to do something. That's on them. But Tyke Man said, I do not bet kids. And I mean, and don't get me wrong now. Herb the boy wasn't trying to be disrespectful then, but Tyke Man just told him politely. I don't bet kids, and I got to applaud Tyke Man for that because that was the right thing to do.
Well, that's always the right thing to do. He was just having fun. I mean, you know,
the little shit over there betting my son. Soon as we make it, we made it home the next morning. Say, Dad, I won some money at the racetrack. I was betting. Boy, you should have seen that woman over there. Oh, shit.
Yeah, but anyway, it was a good time, man, and it's a lot of good races on the way, you know. So, I hope, you know, if you're a fan, you know, you find one that you want to go to and go and support it because, you know, the weather's about to get right for racing. We had a little cold snap this weekend, and it's going to be a little funny this weekend in South Carolina with some rain. But, you know, once it clear out, the weather getting right for racing, especially at nighttime when the cars really start doing what they're doing. So I guess we're going to get out of here. Dog, give me your last final thought.
Hold up. I got one more. I got a text just come in.
Dog, will you let Rock win a race so at least he can win a race this year? Oh, come on, man. Don't y'all send me that shit.
Good show, Rock.
That damn Willie dog. Yeah, he here.
No, Rock. Hey, Rock. Good show, man. You and Todd, good show, man. Good show. I'm glad to be honest with you, a lot of people were talking a lot of shit, but this show brought a lot of shit to light. So I bet everybody was speculating on the two stars and shit. And I'm good thing that y'all did bring it to light. So now you know. So if people talking shit now, it's because they just want to talk shit. That's all I got.
Hey, Dog.
Yeah.
Hey, read that text again.
Yeah.
Read that text message again.
Will you please let Rock win a race or at least he can win a race this year?
Who knew the dog Mike? When he gonna read the text? Hey, Ty, open dog Mike so he can read that text.
It's 10:30. Baldy calling me. Hold up, man. Hold up, Baldy calling me. Hold up.
Uh-oh.
Hey, dog. Hey, somebody open dog Mike so we can hear him. So he can stop. I want to hear what he got to say. I can't believe Baller calling him in no 10:30. That motherfucker lying. You know Baller farting and all kind of shit this time of night.
Oh, yeah. Leaky, what's your final comment, baby?
All these shows been good. I've been sitting outside with my phone plugged. I laughed my ass off, man. All Rock had a good show. Y'all, early show. Dogman had a good show. It just been funny for me.
Yeah, man, that's what we kind of do on these shows. And, Tate, you got a final comment? I'll plug the show right quick, motherfucker.
At that time, it's probably fell asleep, man.
Oh.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a minute.
Uh-oh.
Hold on a minute.
He came and pulled the hood up. When I said it didn't pull the actress, the guy made a mistake. It was the hood up. All the day was the hood up, goddammit. And so he probably got up on the goddamn assembly on the truck. And that's what it was. He tried to put no fucking impos all over down there with no fucking 1500. So long to that straight right there. The ball don't want nobody to think they were bullshit.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Y'all hear
me? Yeah, we are, yeah.
Oh, he?
Shit, I already know the deal. I don't know who the hell else trying to, we got to prove that shit to. I already know.
Well, my thing
yeah.
is.
Okay, like I said, now, you know, like I said, we were shooting the breeze and talking shit, but Baller wanted to make sure he get that shit straight. You know, he wanted to make sure he get it straight. So. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Tight man, let me get it. Let me get it. Come on with it. Bring them final thoughts.
My final thought is I want to tell you I enjoyed the show. Dog, you had a good show, and when you get to the bottom of things and talk like men without screaming and talking over one another, the negative people don't have nothing to say. They get quiet. And dog, congratulations on your weekend. You had a hell of a weekend, buddy. And Rock, appreciate you. You know, being a man of your word, paying Bobby off. And taking care of your shootout and things like that. So, hey, the first half of the year, first quarter of the year, started out pretty good. Hey, man, let's try to keep it positive and do what it is that we do.
Now, I'm going to come with my final thoughts. I want to give a big fuck you to Dre. I want to give a big fuck you to – no, I'm just playing. I was gonna cuss some people out just for the hell of it. But listen, my days are numbered on the East Coast right now. I'll be gone for about 2 weeks. Got to go back to work, unfortunately. I got to go try to get a check to cover some of the shit I done fucked up this past weekend. But it was all in fun and doing what I love to do. I don't complain about it one fucking bit because I love it. Anybody love it, I do. And I need to go upstairs so I can lay with this sheet. So she quit complaining about me being over here in my little cubbyhole yelling and screaming and hollering and shit, which tonight I hadn't done much of that. But, you know, then I ain't got but another day or so here. You know, I got to take care of the house, man, and do my due diligence before I get on the road. But I have all the utmost respect for all races, grudge races especially. Again, I want to, you know, I want everybody to understand, you know, when you lose a life in racing, rather it's drugs or anything, you know, it's a terrible day for racing itself because when they have an accident, you don't know what type of racing they're doing. They're just racing. So I want everybody to, you know, send a shout out to the King and his family and mean it, you know, not only because he was doing a different type of racing than what we do. We got to respect all of it because it's the same. So... in saying that, I'm going to get on out of here, and I'll be talking to y'all next week. All right? And we're going to go and get out of here. Tight, where we going out to, Tight? You want to go to some future?
Fucking cockroaches. Motherfucking free man. Motherfucking flesh. No. Come on. The car is